Feedback. 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 From Jody. 1. What was your primary reason for asking for your health measurement? Initially, I asked for this only because I was curious. I thought I was in fairly good health and I just wanted to make sure. It turned out I was wrong. That was my very first communication with Sophie, and 3 major healings later I would say it has been life-changing. 2. Describe what your understanding was regarding what you found out. My understanding was that there was an issue with my ovaries that was still small enough to address, and that there were things I could do to address it, and also that my cell hydration was enormously lower than I would have guessed, extremely low, but that there were options available that Sophie could help me with. 3. Describe how things changed in your thinking now that you knew what was maybe off with your health. I was very surprised that I could have been wrong in how I viewed my health. I thought I was pretty knowledgeable about health and I thought I was quite healthy. I found out I was wrong on both counts, and what changed in my thinking was that I had to then question pretty much everything else I thought I knew on that same level, primarily politics and religion, but pretty much everything. 4. If you took healing, describe how you feel now, after the completed healing. I have no more pain in the area of my ovaries, and no more chapped lips when my cell hydration is up where it should be. Overall, I feel great, and so grateful. 5. Can you describe to a newcomer how this remote healing thing is done? From your vantage point. From my vantage point, the remote healing is done through energies, energies that Sophie is able to direct to enable the brain and body to reorganize, as I see it, and reconfigure, and chip away at the illness until it is gone. The healing doesn't seem to address the core issue, at least not for everyone, the thing that causes the illness, and causes it to reoccur. That is up to each of us to work on. But Sophie's coaching is the guidance needed to work through that core issue as well. 5. Describe Sophie as a teacher and healer. I would describe Sophie as amazing. I see her as the equivalent of a chess grandmaster for people, because she doesn't know what move each person is going to do next in response to her coaching, and she can redirect as necessary, observing and making the next redirect as necessary to eventually get to the core of the thing tripping us up. In my case, she had to do the same thing with healing. I was blocking the healing with my attitudes and my self-concern, to the point where it had to be maddening for her. But she kept working with me until eventually she directed me to some core issues that managed to open up the blockage and allow the healing to occur. I would say that was no small task. It took a lot of doing on her part to get through my thick head, and a level of skill that I can't even fathom. Not because I was complex, only because I have been extremely dense and difficult to reach. 5. What was your toughest moment? How did you overcome it? Ugh, my toughest moments were lying there fearing that I was dying and that the healing would never work for me. And in doing that, I was perpetuating the fear and making it reality. I created my own hell. I asked Sophie for a coaching call, and somehow in that call she managed to move me out of my own head. I think I ultimately overcame it by finally trusting her that I could let go, stop beating myself up and obsessing about how wrong I am. Too wrong for the energy to heal, by giving up my stubborn grip on the idea that obsessing about myself would make me better, and trusting her enough to give up my way and do what she coached me to do. 8. Did you have any personal experience, for example the moment I understood the one word, the moment I realized what I had misunderstood, what I did, etc. The moment I finally realized that my method of doing things, which was constantly grinding away on how much I needed to fix about myself, spending hours doing dutiful homework like work that I thought would transform myself magically, and my idea that I needed more time to figure out how to fix myself on my own, was the very practice that perpetuated my illness, I felt a huge weight lifted. I felt a sense of being freed from a prison. I had heard it all before, but I didn't get it until I saw that I was literally going to die if I didn't surrender and give up what I was so sure was effective. but surrendering and accepting that what I was so sure was useful clearly wasn't was actually freeing. I felt like I was free to drop everything I thought would work. I had proved that it wouldn't. And trust Sophie? I thought I trusted her before, but I don't think I fully did until that moment. In that moment I declared myself stupid and open to whatever she suggested, and then the healing began to work. Amazing. 9. What would you say are the big benefits of distant healing with energies? In my case, it has saved my life 3 times, which is obviously huge, but I would actually say the biggest benefit is the opportunity to get to the cause of the issue, which is freeing and life-changing. Because of that, there's a possibility that the life I do have can actually become a life that I love. 10. Why would you recommend it? I would recommend it because there's the possibility of finding out things about your health that may not become evident until it's too late, as well as finding out that there may be things that you think are beneficial to your health that actually aren't. Both of those were the case for me. It's hard to have anything else in life be enjoyable without good health, and hard to have the energy to fulfill your potential without good health, so something as affordable as getting health measurements can potentially be priceless. 11. Getting well, changing mindset is the toughest thing in the world. Can you describe how tough it was, and what sacrifices you had to make to keep going? I had to go through 3 reoccurrences. In each one my mindset blocked the healing until I could get over myself, and even then after some time I fell back into the same issue again. I had to get to where it looked hopeless, to where my only option was to try surgery as a last resort, but other than that I was out of luck. That's where I said, "FK it, I obviously don't know a thing, look at where my way of doing it got me." For me it took getting to dropping everything I thought was going to get me where I needed to be, admitting I didn't know any of it, declaring myself stupid, and being willing to accept help. It doesn't sound that difficult, but for me it got to where essentially I either surrendered to a new way of doing things or I could literally die. 12. What was your toughest moment? How did you overcome it? The toughest moment was waking up and seeing an email from Sophie, basically saying that because of the way I was doing things the healing would not work. I felt hopeless and not worthy of any healing. I felt like I was trying so hard to no avail. I basically asked for a lifeline. I asked Sophie if she would be willing to do a call with me. She graciously agreed, and in that call she managed to get through my head that obsessing about myself and what I need to do to fix myself creates a hamster wheel of self-concern that got me to where I was and was keeping me there, and that being stupid opens the door to learning, curiosity and a life. Once I finally grasped that the current state of my life was a direct result of my own mindset and my own actions, I could surrender that mindset that I was so sure about, and accept Sophie's coaching, which was to get my mind on something else and just start doing something, whatever it was. After that, several areas in my life started changing for the better, and my life started to become more enjoyable. I'm still in the kindergarten phase of this and learning as I practice. There's no miracle transformation, but there are tools and practices to work through things on a day-by-day basis. 13. Have you done other things with Sophie? Courses, workshops, challenges? Why? I've done many courses, every one that I could make it to, because I wanted a path to a life that I could live powerfully and love. But the challenges have been game changers. It has been the challenges that made it possible to bridge the gap between hearing the words from the workshops and doing the actions that actually demonstrate how they work in real life. I would say both are valuable. It seems like even though I did courses for 18 months with no results to speak of, they laid a foundation for the challenges that I find myself referring back to often. 14. What advice would you give to future clients and participants? I would advise future participants to approach it with no preconceived ideas, no expectations, nothing but an attitude of starting at zero and being teachable and curious. I would advise that they leave themselves at the door and take nothing personally, just be neutral and let the words open new doors for them. I would say to go in with a purpose in mind, but no specific outcome. Nothing to win, nowhere to get to, no finish line to strive for, but an overall purpose for why they are attending. 15. How did participating with Sophie personally help you? In so many ways, physically my health and eating habits have improved. My marriage has improved enormously. My state of mind has improved. I no longer beat myself up daily for not being the way I should be. I no longer strive to be alone and shut out the world trying to find the answers in my own mind for how to be a better person. I'm overall calmer and lighter, and learning what it feels like to be present, and how to notice when I'm not present. I judge less, appreciate more, and I'm learning to see people as people, with the same challenges that I have, not better or worse or smarter or dumber, all with the same obstacles and the same potential, all with talents and gifts to give and boulders that stand in the way, just as I have. Participating with Sophie has opened up the possibility that my life can be different, that I'm the reason it is the way it is, and I can be the cause of making it a life that I love and live powerfully, with the tools that she teaches. Before I was like a helpless victim, thinking that my life was the way it was because things just didn't happen for me like they did for others, no concept that I was the cause, or that it was within my power to change it. 16. Anything else you'd like to add? One of the best things about coaching with Sophie is that she is real and authentic and approachable. Many of the best lessons that she teaches come from her own trial and error or her own experience. She is open about her own challenges, many of them just like ours. She is open about making mistakes or failed experiments and how she overcomes them, which I find so helpful. She is so effective, I think, because she has spent years and years honing the skills on her own. She's not like a book-smart college professor who never actually performed in the field they teach. She is very direct and doesn't mince words, but she is on the side of the student, on the side of whatever it takes to help us get out of our own way and on the way to a life we can love where we can discover whatever special gift we have to contribute to the world and live a life that is meaningful, which I think deep down is what everybody wants.